This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here if you want. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Melanie.
Yeah, of course you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over to one of those and jump into them. We'll get you on the air, and you'll then sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We can talk about the prostitution case that apparently is expanding now to target another billionaire down in South Florida. That can be on the way here tonight. But Melanie, you wanted to talk about this new draft case, which garnered a bunch of headlines, I think, within the last day or so. Some federal court has ruled. I don't think it was the Supreme Court, right? Was it?
It was not. It was a lower federal court, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it's getting a lot of news coverage about the draft, and specifically women and the draft. What's going on?
Yeah, so there's been reports that the draft has been declared unconstitutional as if it's going away. There's been reports that women are now subject to the draft. There's just been...
Those are two completely different outcomes.
Yeah. Sometimes I can look at a story and be like, the reporter that reported this is just lying and they need views. Sometimes I can't tell if they're malicious or if they're just that incompetent.
Probably the latter. I mean, many reporters don't know the law. They don't understand probably the court systems that they're working on or, you know, reporting
on. Well, but I don't understand microbiology, but I don't write reports on it.
Right. You would think that the AP or whoever it is, Reuters, I'm not sure who we're talking about here, but you would think that they would hire an attorney to actually do their writing on legal issues. That would be the smart thing to do, but I don't know if that's what they actually do.
I hope not.
You hope they're not hiring an attorney?
Well, based on their output, I hope that this is just somebody who is like, I don't know this.
All right, well, where's the story coming from? And what are they claiming?
It's coming from a bunch of different places. I pulled up this one from USA Today, probably just because that's the first one Google gave.
Now, USA Today, I remember reading back...
But it was on it was in a bunch of pretty major...
Yeah, yeah. No, but what I was going to say about USA Today is I remember reading years ago that USA Today has an editorial policy of writing at either it was a 5th grade or a 7th grade reading level. So they are particularly noteworthy for the kind of the reading level that they write their news stories for. I'm not saying that any of the other papers out there are any better, but just, you know.
Okay, but it's also CNN, NPR. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I'm sure there's reports everywhere.
New York Times, NBC.
And it's probably just
Fox
as bad
News.
Of an understanding of it everywhere else. So I did look through one of them, and I don't remember which one it was, and I'll just tell you the gist that I got from the report. And again, this may not have anything to do with reality and what the court actually ruled. But it was my understanding that basically they've ruled that having a selective service system for just one gender is wrong or unconstitutional, and so therefore they would need to either do one or the other thing, which is to say have the selective service for both genders or to not have a selective service.
Yeah, so you're saying that's what a media outlet said?
That's my interpretation of what I read from some media outlet.
Yeah, so yeah, there were media outlets saying that. There were media outlets picking one and running with it. What actually happened was nothing.
Okay.
Which is kind of a boring thing to report on, I guess.
So when you say nothing, I mean, presumably some judges issued an order.
Nope.
Are you saying no?
No. There was a denial for a request for summary judgment, which means that, so basically this group, the National Coalition for Men, issued a request sued the military, and the military issued a request for a 12B6, which is a claim that this case is so beyond frivolous that you don't even have a claim you're just writing on paper. Basically, you're literally claiming the other party is just writing on paper random stuff. There's absolutely no, not only no legal basis and no legal argument, there is no legal claim contained within this document.
Hold on, that's what the military's saying?
Yes.
The military's saying, throw this case out, this is garbage.
Yes.
Okay. And so the court ruled on their motion?
Yeah, so the court ruled on that because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
This case isn't over. I don't know if it ever will go anywhere, but... So the judge basically said, and this is two paragraphs, the judge said, well, there is a claim within this document,
mm-hmm.
therefore, this case is going to proceed to court.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
That
so
is
no
what
decision
happened.
Has actually been made here. I see what you're saying.
And that's what you would expect in most 12b6 claims, because to succeed on a 12b6 claim, you're talking about stuff to the level of, I'm suing you, Ian, because you're wearing an orange short,
right?
And that gives me emotional distress, so I'm suing you for $7 million. And then Ian would come back and be like, you're not stating a claim, you can't sue me. Not because I'm right, but because you're not even stating a claim.
Mm-hmm.
And then the judge would be like, yeah, there's
upon
no claim
which
here.
Upon
relief
can be granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's to that level of just absurdity.
Or there's no standing frequently, right, where the person attempts to
well, that's
to
not
sue.
Even a, that's not even a 12b6 or
right.
a claim of no claim. That's just no standing.
Yeah.
Which some of those can be more substantial than others, but
so okay, just to recap here. So this men's rights group has sued the military?
The military, it's a selective service system. Of the military.
They've sued the selective service system saying, this is unfair, you're discriminating, you should either have selective service for all, for both genders, or you should have it not at all, you should not exist. Is that kind of what, do you know what their claim is, or what their...
So, you don't usually get to read the claims themselves,
yeah.
unless you subscribe to ridiculous levels of access to stuff, but you can kind of figure out what... If you read some of the prior rulings, that seems to have been their claim.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that for sure because I don't have access to the claim
right.
itself.
So at this point, no court has actually ruled on this case. This is at a
right.
district level, federal district court.
Right.
All the judge did was say, we're throwing out your claim, military, that there is no claim.
Yes.
And that's
and so that gets
headline.
Reported as there is no more draft, or women will be drafted, or some other ridiculousness that CNN decided to make up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that. And so it was that information was in the USA Today story, huh? The judge basically just.
Well, no, I looked
no.
up the.
You looked up the court case.
Court case.
What'd you do? Pull it up on Pacer?
No, you can, so court cases themselves, if you want mm-hmm. the collateral documents, which is like the filings of the parties and stuff, you're going to have to pay somebody for that. But if
that's
you
Pacer,
just
That's Pacer, right? The federal court system.
There's a couple of systems you can use,
okay.
and that's probably not the best one. But if you just want the judgments, you could just go to, you can Google that. You can go to Google Scholar and just
mm-hmm.
pull it up.
Mm. In this case, there is no judgment because the case hasn't even been heard yet
yeah.
at this point in the game. All right, so it's going to be one to keep an eye on. Eventually, it could have some sort of an effect on this selective
though.
Service system. What do you mean? Like down the road, you're saying
yes.
the judges will
so,
not...
So, for it to matter at all, it would have to be a U.S. Supreme Court case.
Mm-hmm.
Lower level federal courts will rule silly things sometimes. The Supreme Court is not... So, if the military decides they want to draft women, that's going to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
The court is not going to overrule their decision either way. The court has a history of being smart enough to realize what is and isn't kind of a core government function and just never opposing those and also never really making a solid legal argument, just kind of pretending that it's not. Like, they're never going to rule that you don't have to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to rule... that the military can't do something that it wants to do. They upheld concentration camps with kind of no real legal argument, and they're not going to declare that the draft is unconstitutional, and they're not going to tell the military who they have to draft. It's just not going to happen.
Interesting predictions. And Melanie did go to law school, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. If you're in the military, you've got some feelings about the draft, the selective service. I think the draft needs to be abolished entirely. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And the selective service, rather, also should be abolished entirely. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. We've got another ridiculous situation with courts on the way. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about the basics about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency? Get started at Bitcoin.com with their Bitcoin Academy. They can also help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. Plus, you can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin.com forum. Just go to Bitcoin.com and get interactive there. There's a lot of free stuff there. A lot of good information at Bitcoin.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Peter is on the line in California listening or listens to our podcast. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to get your opinion on something that happened with me the other night when I got pulled over.
Oh, okay.
And I felt it was fairly unjust.
There's a good chance of that.
Well, there's a 99-plus percent chance that it was unjust.
Yeah.
So I had a couple drinks. I was a little over the limit. I had California stopped, a stop sign, got pulled over legitimately. Came up, ended up arresting me. I ended up going to jail. But where I had pulled over was a perfectly legal spot to park. I wasn't obstructing anything. They end up towing my car. Get out of jail 16 hours later. By the time I get it out of the impound, $700 later.
Whew. Damn.
And I just thought to myself, first of all, I had to go to the police station and pay them $110 for the privilege to go to the tow yard and bail my car out.
Yep.
But okay. Yeah, the whole issue I had was I could legally park my car there for 3 days and never get towed. I was legally parked, and it just seemed like extortion to me. I mean, just.
That's totally what this is. Yeah.
I know. And so I don't
you
know,
said yeah, it was private property. Where did you park the car?
It was on a public street, but you know, it was in front of somebody's house where in California, I can legally park a car there for 3 days. After 3 days, if you don't move it, they can legally tow you. If the neighbors complain, but the fact.
Well, I suspect that, I'm just going to guess here that I suspect that in California, if you are parked on a public way, as they call them, a public street, that they can go ahead and tow you just because you're parked on the public street. Whereas if you were on a private lot, that might have been a little bit different. If you had parked at a shopping center or something like that, they may have left it there. I imagine different police departments in different states treat these things differently.
They might have legal authorization to tow you just if you're drunk also, whether you're parked legally or not.
I was thinking. That is so ridiculous, though. When I'm parked legally, the car's not hurting anything. Just seems absurd.
So what happened with the stop? I mean, you say you had a couple of drinks. Did they demand that you do roadside tests? And did you agree to that demand or not?
Unfortunately, I did. I did okay with the test. He could smell the alcohol in my breath. My breathalyzer was a 0.10.
But how do you know you did okay with the test?
Well, I mean, I was really a 0.10. I'm pretty damn functional. I mean, at least I felt I was.
Right, but you have to kind of be Olympic athlete level to successfully pass a road sobriety test based on the standard. So that's kind of why I'm wondering how you know you did well on it.
I agree with you on that because a statement I did make to the officer is, first of all, my one foot in front of the other little dance they have you do, even without a drink, I have a hard time doing that, like what you're saying.
Yeah. So this is one of the reasons why it's a bad idea to consent to the roadside sobriety test. Now, I don't know what the rules are in every state, but as I understand it, basically consenting to that test, you're then leaving everything up to the arbitrary decision of the police officer, who, of course, is more likely to decide that you haven't passed the test than that you have passed the test. And as Melanie pointed out, it is made to be difficult to pass. As you pointed out, as a sober individual, it's difficult. So there's really no benefit to, as I understand it, and please, you know, somebody feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this, but as I understand it, there's absolutely no benefit to you to take that roadside sobriety test.
I mean, that's going to be state by state. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Yeah, I just ended up, No, I agree with you 100% now, but it's after the fact.
Sure, of course, but it's not after the fact for the people who are listening who could possibly benefit from this circumstance, you know, from knowing about this. Now, again, it depends on the state. It depends on whatever the local rules are. But is it true that that you can actually refuse the roadside breathalyzer but insist to be taken back to the station and do the one in the station because that one's more accurate? Or is that
100%. That's 100%
that is true.
Okay. I can decline the roadside gymnastics. I can refuse the roadside breathalyzer and either do a blood test or do the breathalyzer back at the station.
Mm-hmm.
So what they ended up doing, they ended up having a CHP show up. He had the big fancy suitcase looking official, and that's the one that they had me breathe into, because the roadside ones, the handheld ones, were drastically different.
Mm.
I would say within 3/10 off of each reading. So they were highly, highly inaccurate.
Well, how long in between tests?
2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
So very, very brief. The one with the CHP was, you know, the same both times.
Have you had a DUI before, Peter?
This is my second one.
Second one. All right. I imagine that's not going to go too well in court for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, breathalyzers do tend to be kind of wildly inaccurate. I mean, I don't know if you feel like you were actually at a 0.1. You know, maybe the test is just wrong. I don't know, but...
Well, either way,
if that's not true, then...
I just felt like getting towed when you're parked illegally just seemed really excessive, and then...
Yeah, well, they can do whatever they want to do. I don't think my guess is if you talked to an attorney in California about it, they would tell you that you don't have a leg to stand on in that particular case, that this is likely the typical way that they treat people who get DUIs, is they don't do them any favors. They don't leave the car sitting there so they can, the victim of the police or whatever can just go and go back to it the next day. Because certainly not everybody who's drinking and driving is a danger. And you may not have been a danger, just, you know, made a slight mistake that got you pulled over. But, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. I don't think you probably have a leg to stand on legally, would be my guess.
No, probably not. Okay, well, hey, you guys have a good evening.
Hey, Peter, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it, because there are people who I think can benefit from having heard this conversation, even though he's up S Creek without a paddle at this point. You know, maybe he can hope to get a plea deal or something like that on this, even though it's his second DUI.
Yeah, so
it's going to make it a lot harder.
The best thing to do is, especially if you know you already have a DWI, because he didn't sound to me like he was claiming total innocence. It wasn't like he was claiming I wasn't drinking at all, and then
he
I got a
that.
Positive reading.
Right.
So if that's the case, you can't do anything about it. If you don't drink and still get arrested for drinking, then you obviously have no control over that. But, you know, if you already have a DWI, maybe don't. Or even if you don't, but especially if you do, maybe don't go out and drink and then drive. I mean, that's kind of the simplest way. Like, all day long, every day.
You say this as a former heavy drinker.
Yeah. All day long, every day, people get arrested for absolutely no reason, for things that are completely out of their control. Don't give them a reason.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, but generally it's probably a good idea to not take that roadside sobriety test. I don't know which states punish you for not doing it. I think there's some states where you have to do it if you're young, but more coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 1 year, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and Florida Republican Representative Ted Yoho tells Fox News he'd like to see a clear definition of what denuclearization looks like on both sides.
I think it'll build on the previous summit with the four pillars, you know, making better relationships, economic development, bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and then denuclearization, once we define that, and then returning the prisoner of war. Missing in action remains.
Florida lawmakers are giving more details on the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about government court stuff, specifically the draft decision that wasn't really a decision at all. That case hasn't even been heard yet. That was a decision to not toss the case out, basically, is what we talked about in the first segment. Then we had a guy call in upset because the cops had taken his car after he got popped for a DUI in California. It's Ian in the studio here tonight.
And Melanie.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Discord on-air call-in lines are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And basically, and you didn't disagree with me on this, Melody, it's probably completely within the purview of the police in California and in many other states. If you park on a public street, they can have you
towed. Yeah, I mean, so who gets parking regulations in California is not really something I studied ever. That's kind of really specific, really local.
Sure, but generally the government's in charge of the roads, unless it's a private road. So if the government is in charge of the roads, they can take your car off the road
for whatever reason they want. I don't know if you could... Well, so if there's public parking, they can't typically just tow you because they feel like it. If you're driving drunk, they can generally tow your car.
Yeah, in this case, it's part of the arrest.
Even if that was a legal place to park,
yeah,
he still didn't park legally because it's not legal to park your car
while
you're drunk.
Correct.
Unless you're on just totally private land, and it's probably going to vary by state.
And if they are conducting an investigation, that's evidence. They can argue that, you know, they can collect your car as part of the evidence in the case. They likely have the right to go through your car after you've been arrested.
Well, if they tell it, they have a right to go through it on those grounds legally.
Yeah, so that's what they want to do, right? Like, they want to hit you with a DUI, then they want to take your car in, and they want to search through it, and they want to find something else that's illegal in there, maybe a handgun or something else that you can't have in California, a bag of cocaine, for instance, and then they want to charge you with extra crimes on top of that. So it's in their interests, not yours, it's in their interest to take your car from you, and they will, because it doesn't cost them anything. You got to pay to get it out.
Well, yeah, and I'm not willing to say that this is a case where you were just minding your own business and then the police came and attacked you for absolutely no reason. We can argue over ownerless if you know that the roads are ownerless properly, so how recklessly can I act on them? Driving around drunk is not, or at a point one is
point one
pretty
isn't that drunk
buzzed.
Though, right? I mean, that's buzzed.
You shouldn't be driving at a point
one. Didn't it used to be legal to be a point one? And then they lowered it
in
to like
point... In Louisiana, the limit was point one. Everyone else was point oh eight.
Right, but didn't they lower it to point oh eight in the other states?
And
I feel like I
think
heard
only
that.
One state.
Really? They started at point oh eight? Because I could have sworn I heard
most
that they...
places were already at point oh eight when Louisiana was basically forced to lower it to point one.
So, anyway, I did pull up the Pot Brothers at Law. They've got their one-minute tip of the day that they've been doing. Now, these are a couple of guys who are attorneys out in California. You know, I don't know what their politics are. They're probably just, you know, obey the law kind of attorneys. But they do have some good advice for people, young people, people in general, as far as interacting with police. They have Shut the F Up Fridays, where they just basically shout at the camera people should shut the F up when dealing with the police. And they do have one where they're talking about DUI checkpoints. They say that in California, which is where our caller was calling from, they say that in California, and I can't play the video here because it's somewhat profane, so and I didn't have time to bleep it, but they say that you do not have to do the roadside sobriety test unless you're under 21. So apparently under 21 drivers in California do have some kind of obligation to perform the roadside
sobriety.
Which
is a weird argument.
Why?
Because... We're just trying to determine if you're drunk, and so I'm saying it's worse to drive drunk if you're under 21. If you're over 21, it's kind of okay to drive drunk.
That is kind of what it
Which
says,
Which there actually
right?
was a case in Louisiana when they wanted to lower the underage limit is not 0.08.
It's
lower
0.02,
than that.
Right? Or something
I think
like
it's
that?
0.02, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, in some places
but
it is.
A defendant didn't sue, but... appealed that on the grounds of age discrimination, and the court basically came back and said, well, you know, older people have more experience with drunk
driving. And driving.
So it's worse when you do it, because you're not as experienced at drunk driving.
Wow, the court actually said that.
Yes.
Wow. Gee, do you think those judges have had a few drinks and drove at some point?
Almost sure they have. I mean, they get judges from the population. They don't descend from heaven. Like, they just pull them from
Right, and you've been to law school where they actually, like, apparently paid to have you get drunk at parties regularly.
Yeah, they provided all kinds of alcohol. They're pretended like they didn't, but it sure appeared there out of nowhere.
So, people in the legal profession have a long experience of either drinking heavily themselves or, at the very least, being around many of their colleagues who are drinking heavily.
Well, I don't want to extrapolate Louisiana at LSU to all lawyers.
It's
got to
be like that everywhere.
Country,
come on. It's like that everywhere.
There are professions that have higher rates of substance abuse, and lawyer is one of them.
Yeah. Really? If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So again, you know, we're not giving you legal advice. Technically you're not an attorney, Melanie, and I'm not either. You just did go to law school, so you're as close to an attorney as
anybody. And I wouldn't be an attorney in every 50 states anyway, even if I was. But
yeah.
The other thing is, so people say things like you have the right to deny roadside tests, I think you should kind of deny anyway.
On principle.
Well, no, yeah. On the grounds that you're going to fail it, even if you've never drank or done drugs in your life.
Well, that seems like a good principle.
So, well, that's a practical concern,
deny.
Not really a principle.
But the principle would be to deny the roadside test.
Yeah, but as far as breathalyzers and blood tests, you can be in a situation where, yeah, you have a legal right to deny these things, and maybe sometimes lawyers and YouTube videos will tell you that, but in some states, if you deny them, then they'll suspend your license for a year or something like that. So
that can happen.
So look up where you live,
right,
what the case is, what the statute is, and then make a decision from there.
Yeah, it is a different situation in some states, but I think someone would argue, and I think rightfully so, that even if you lose your license for 6 months, which is I think what the default is here in New Hampshire, if you don't do the breathalyzer and you lose a license for 6 months, there's a good chance you're going to lose your license anyway if you get convicted of a DUI.
Well, yeah, so if you're drunk, then, you know, that's one thing, but you can be totally sober and
right.
fail a roadside test or even fail a breathalyzer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know you're sober, request the blood test. If you're failing the breathalyzer, sometimes mm-hmm. they're not going to give it to you anyway. You kind of have limited control there. But, yeah, so, I mean, this isn't just advice to drunk people.
This is advice
anyone who drives a car, losing your license is, like, how are you going to get to work? You're kind of screwed.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, especially if you live in a place that, you know, you have to travel to get
yeah.
to work.
And then what's more severe, the penalty for refusing to test, the penalty for the DWI, or the penalty for driving without a license? Because that's the real conclusion. I'm not going to just be like, hey, electric company, I'm just not going to pay you for 6 months.
Right.
Okay, cool. And then just, like, not drive to work. That's not a option that exists
right.
on this plane of reality.
Yeah.
The option is drive without a license.
Well, I mean, you could always, like, Uber or get a cab, but that's expensive.
If you live in a city.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a cab outside of a city, but it's going to cost you a lot of money.
If you live in a city, you can get an Uber
yeah.
or a cab.
So, if you want to join us, you can here. We've also got this story out of Columbia City, Oregon, from LifeSite News that you shared with me, Melanie. I'll just go ahead and share the story, and then I know you've got some comments that you definitely feel likely strongly about this. 60% of Americans, like 60% of them, Michael Bowman, opposes taxpayer funding of abortion. So you can tell that there's an editorial viewpoint on this site. It is, after all, called LifeSite. Unlike most Americans, he's currently squaring off against the Internal Revenue Service to avoid funding abortion. Bowman is a 53-year-old Christian and contract engineer in Columbia City, Oregon. He has refused to file a tax return or pay taxes since 1999. The Oregonian reports, citing the federal government's funding of the abortion industry. So he is he's protesting taxes, although he's saying he's not a tax protester.
That fails 100 times out of 100.
The protest of taxes, you
yes.
mean? More coming up here in moments, but they claim he's had a big victory in court.
Yeah, they claim that.
And we'll see what that claim exactly is coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts welcome on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made?
It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk about DUI or the draft. These are all big issues for a lot of people. You're certainly welcome to weigh in on those or bring up anything that you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Again, the number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to Discord. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. You ought to probably have the Discord app, but you don't need to. You can use their web version, and then at the very least gives you the ability to text chat with other folks. But if you want to call in, I think you need the actual app. Anyway, discord.lrn.fm. It's open 24/7. During the show, you can use it to call in, but you can also, during the show, chat with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in the On Air Now room, and there's other rooms as well, like cryptocurrency and gaming, other discussions going on simultaneously there on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about a 53-year-old man in Columbia City, Oregon, who has refused, apparently, to file taxes since 1999, and he's cited the federal government's funding of the abortion industry, saying, quote, "I'm not a tax protester. I love my country. I have a duty to my country, and I have a duty to my conscience."
Yeah, Republicans have this weird, you need to respect the government, I'm stockpiling arms against thing going on, and it's just really inconsistent, so yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. Having recently gotten involved with the Republican Party here in New Hampshire after the Libertarian Party lost its ballot access.
That just seems interesting to watch to me.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting so far. I've been pretty pleased with like how welcoming they've been, not just towards me, but also
I think they're just confused.
I think they're desperate. Because they're dying, basically. The Republican Party in southwestern New Hampshire is basically over 60 and probably over 65. Anybody who shows up under the age of 50, they get very excited. So there's that factor. And then there's also you're right. They have this viewpoint of we're against the nanny state. Like, they're firmly, at least in western New Hampshire, they're firmly against the nanny state. They don't even support the smoking ban that the city of Keene put in place that bans people under the age of 21 from smoking. So they're against that. So they, you know, they seem to be in the right place on a number of different issues. But yet, you're right, they still have this worship for the United States federal government. The idea of the nation is still something that is very near and dear to them. They stand up. They do the Pledge of Allegiance together. They sometimes will sing a hymn to the state immediately thereafter. Yeah, it's like the one that's My Country, that one, I don't know what it's called, but I think it's called My Country, Tis of Thee. But anyway, that song, usually there's this one old guy who, as soon as the Pledge of Allegiance is over, he just strikes up with that song and the entire room joins him. At the last meeting, though, he wasn't there, so they didn't sing.
Okay.
Yeah. But one of their key provisions, and there's like three main points that they have, and I like two of the three. You know, so two out of three ain't bad. I like two out of their
three points. That's still a 67%.
Wait, no, 67% was a D when I was going to school.
You had to get a 64. Maybe it is. That's still failing really hard. You,
64
you know what? It probably
was.
You had to get C's to pass in college. Then.
Yeah, that's true. But their one thing they're all in favor of the individual is what they say in one of their planks. And then in another plank, they're in favor of the free market, supposedly in favor of the free market. So those two planks are good. The third plank, though, which is, I think, their middle plank, is something about how American exceptionalism, like they're in favor of American exceptionalism, which, of course, the belief that America is the best and that the people in America are the best and all that nonsense.
Which is a weird thing to say you're in favor of an allegation of fact. I'm in favor of water is wet. Like, well, it either is or it isn't, regardless of you're in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
America's either better or it's not, regardless of whether you're in favor of it. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't want to paraphrase what they're saying, so I'll just read it. Since we're talking about it here, their statement is, "We are the party of American exceptionalism, and we believe our nation is strongest when we practice peace through strength."
Well, okay, that's consistent at least.
So that's the one that I disagree with. I think that I think what I'd like to see happen to that one is it be changed to be more of New Hampshire exceptionalism, because I think that would still pander to the people that believe they're the best, but make it more like New Hampshire specific so we can focus on secession. That's my plan.
I mean, that would be an improvement.
Yeah, that's my plan. So, again, if you
don't think they're going to go fit.
Well, you know what? After 20 years, they may have to, because they're not bringing in young people. Maybe the Republican parties in other parts of New Hampshire are doing better as far as bringing young people in. But out here, I mean, we're talking about 26 people attending your typical meeting. And this is for the entire county. The big meeting, like right after the election, had 40 people at it, which is, you know, that's not a small turnout. But the people at these meetings are elderly, and they are just desperately trying to bring young people in. So what I'm saying here is, if you are a libertarian who wants to actually have an effect taking over the old party system, New Hampshire is exceptionally ripe for this particular opportunity. And again, I can't speak for the other areas of New Hampshire. I can't speak for the Democratic Party, even though I was a Democrat prior to being a Libertarian for a few years. I never actually went to the party meetings in those cases, because they always had them in the evenings, and I never really felt like I would be particularly welcome, because they've always been way more hostile to me. Now, I remember they stopped a couple of the Libertarians who'd moved here like a decade ago. They actually had a doorman at their party meeting who stopped them from coming in when they first wanted to come and check out the Democrat Party. Eventually, they ended up relenting and letting them in and being more friendly towards them. And one of them ended up changing into a real full-on socialist and left New Hampshire. So it's sad when that happens. It's sad when libertarians lose their way and lose their principles. But it's happened, sadly, on more than one occasion up here. So back to the story here on this man protesting paying taxes who says he's not a protester. He says he loves his country and has a duty to his country. Now, that's an interesting claim as well. I mean, there's a lot that we can pick apart here, Melanie. A duty to the country, that's a duty is basically an obligation, right? Like, you have to do a certain thing. if you have a duty to perform a task, you're obligated to perform that task. You've had an agreement with somebody that says, I, Melanie, will perform this task for you. It is my duty. And usually you're getting something in return for that, right?
Well, I think most people who have kind of that duty-based morality, honor-based morality, are less contractual than that.
What do you mean? It's just all in their head?
When you talk about an agreement and getting paid, I don't...
No. Getting paid isn't what I mean. Like, you can receive something that's not payment, right? So in the case of the government...
Okay, so like military protection in...
In the case of the government...
Standing for the flag or something.
Yeah. So with citizenship...
I don't think that they look at it that way. I don't think they look at it in that...
Who? The person who has the duty?
Well...
Doesn't look at...
Kind of conservative GOP members in... I'm assuming he's GOP. He sounds like it. That kind of culture, I don't think, looks at it in that transactional way.
No, they just feel like they have a duty with no obligation in return, that there's just a duty put upon them in return for
nothing.
I think
they feel like they have duties, and I think that they feel like the government and other people have duties, but I don't feel like they look at it as an exchange.
I see. Well, they're looking at it wrong, then, because when you look at the definition of citizen, I mean, it's very, very clear, whether it's in a law dictionary or it's in the dictionary, the regular dictionary, the definition of citizen is frequently defined as a person who has a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. That's generally the definition of citizen. So the duty is you do what you're told, you pay the taxes, you jump through the hoops, you do whatever, you know, obedience measures are being put upon you. It's your duty. But in return, the government is supposed to provide you with protection. And we've seen with court case after court case that they are not obligated to protect you. They have no such obligation to you. They've made it crystal clear in the Supreme Court in a myriad of court cases. Warren versus District of Columbia is the first one that comes to mind, but a quick Google of the search, no obligation to protect, will find multiple cases that affirm the same claim, and that is to say that the government says clearly we don't have an obligation to protect you, nor do we have any obligation to you whatsoever. So therefore, the agreement of citizenship is null. It's null and void because you don't have a duty if there's no obligation on their side. Obviously, there was no signed agreement anyway, so the whole thing is this social contract theory nonsense. But either way, even if there's no agreement, if we were just talking about this verbal social contract concept, the other side has reneged on its obligations, which therefore means you have no obligation to have a duty to them. That's the way I understand it.
I mean, I don't think that that's how they... You're kind of superimposing your own structure onto that, I think. I don't think that's how they look at it. But, I mean, I think...
Well, yeah, they're going to try to throw you in jail.
They look at it.
They're going to do whatever they want.
No, I mean
the
people, not the...
Oh, you're talking about the victims, the individuals who believe they have a duty. Sure, they are absolutely, completely brainwashed into this nonsense. But to this guy's credit, he is stepping outside of the box, and he's saying, well, yeah, I don't really feel like I've got a duty because you're not doing what I want, government. You're funding abortions, and so therefore he's not paying taxes.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.